Chapter 5 The Vestibule. Hollows like ladder rungs had been carved into the rock. He used these to descend into a new chamber. Above him, Geffen said, "All is well?"
"I can't tell where the fucking floor is," Udo muttered.
"Go easy. You will find it, and then you will be able to see." Even as he said this, Udo felt his right foot collide with a surface he did not like, something perfectly flat, unnaturally flat. It brought memories of mirrors to his mind, perhaps polished stone. He stepped down with his other foot, grasping the stone hard enough that his fingers ached. Then the place became a pure white misery, lancing his eyes from their sockets. He shut their lids and covered his face with his hands, cursing. He heard Geffen's voice beside him soon after. "Udo?"
"Blind. I'm fucking blind now."
No. Your eyes are used to total darkness. The room sensed you were here, and so made light for you."
"The room sensed? How the fuck can a room sense?"
"Calm, Udo. If I explained it all at once, I think you would become rooted in place, unable to speak, think, or feel while you recovered from shock. For now, it is enough to know you have stepped out of man's domain. There is more with which to concern yourself than a little light. Open your eyes." He did. Slowly, wincing away from the white fire that singed his pupils, he looked. There was the impression of a dark blur hovering before him. His eyes soon clouded with tears, and he was forced to blink them away repeatedly.
"Better?" "I think so. I have to fight against shutting my eyes. I'm afraid a headache is going to flatten me every second."
"It would be easier if the vestibule were darker."
"That's the name for this room?" "Yes, well, a little less light would ease the pain in my ass."
"Make it darker, then."
"Make it darker."
"Make it darker, Udo."
"The fuck do you mean, make it darker? Show me the torch to snuff and I'll see to it immediately."
"There are no torches here, as you well know."
"I suppose I should just shove my head up my ass, then?"
"Do you think you could do that?"
"I'm about to try shoving something up your ass."
"Thankfully, Udo, there is no need to shove anything up anyone's ass. You need only concentrate a moment and tell your eyes that the light should be less."
"That's how your eyes work for you, eh?"
"It is how yours work for you as well. You just never knew."
"I've never heard such shit."
"Really? You will accept that your world is a gigantic dragon flying through the cosmos, or that I can lead you through the valley of hell, but a little conscious control over light sensitivity is the thing that finally strains belief?" When Udo didn't answer, Geffen sighed.
"You might as well try shoving your head up your ass, then. It seems a fair place to keep it." "All right, goddammit, give me a moment."
"Oh, don't try it on my account."
"Can't you? For a fucking minute? I am attempting to ensorcel my own goddamned eyes without the slightest clue how to do so."
"Well?"
"Well, it's not fucking working, fucking Geffen."
"Have you ever strained to see something small?"
"What?"
Udo felt a hand rest upon his shoulder. It was warm.
"Take a breath, Udo.
I asked if you have ever strained to see something small. A line of handwriting crammed onto a page.
You know very well I'm not lettered.
Or perhaps tried to count a number of men at great distance?" Udo nodded.
"All right. Yes, I have done that."
"Do you remember how it felt to strain in this way?"
"I do."
"Create that same feeling within yourself now, only strain to see that this room is darker." Udo snorted and shook his head. Then he sighed, cracked his eyes, winced against the sudden rush of brightness, and began searching for a place that did not hurt so terribly. His eyes watered again, and he thought he could feel the low creep of an aching skull.
He nearly berated his friend again out of habit, but clamped his teeth together instead. He focused on searching for darkness.
You know, a few moments ago I was trying to get out of darkness, he growled.
Geffen agreed. It is the curse of many to be unhappy wheresoever they are. He nearly responded, but something odd was happening. He realized his eyes no longer watered, and he could feel the tracks of old tears drying upon his cheeks. The ache he thought was coming had died off somewhere, and soon he realized he winced only out of reflex. He opened his eyes.
Better? Geffen asked. Yes. It's not darker, though. It only stopped hurting.
Isn't it, though? Udo looked around. He stood within the most perfectly constructed room he'd ever encountered. The walls, ceiling, and floor were of a flatness so absolute he didn't know what to make of them. He was used to rough-hewn planks, twisted beams. The walls of Ing's fortress had not been so masterfully carved, not even in the hidden passages Hanman had shown him, where the joints between stones were invisible. The chamber was bathed in pure whiteness, which gave him the impression that the walls had no edges or corners. But he knew he stood upon a flat floor, and there were walls all around him. Perhaps the chamber was cylindrical. He approached a wall, put his hand against it. Perfectly flat, yet textured in fine bumps, slick, like a snake's back. Udo jerked his hand away. What is it? Geffen asked.
I've seen metal like this before.
Ah, you're sure it's metal?
Udo tapped it with his fingernail.
It has the ring, mostly.
Yes, and I know where you have seen it, regardless.
Do you?
Udo tore his eyes away from the wall to look at his friend. Geffen smiled and looked upward.
Tell me, what is the origin of this light?
Udo followed his gaze, then looked all around. Wherever his eyes passed, he saw only the pure white flatness of a wall.
I don't know.
Look at our feet. Where are our shadows?
Udo looked down, felt an uneasy slewing within his guts, and quickly looked away.
Where have you taken me? What is this place?
As I've said, this is the vestibule. You don't know what that word means. Small chamber.
But standing within it, you should realize many things. First, you should understand that the room itself, the manner in which it was built, and how it functions is, for you, an unsolvable puzzle. Udo nodded, again touching the wall. His hand encountered it sooner than he expected. It was impossible to tell where anything was without shadows. Everything he saw lacked a sense of depth. He looked at the fabric upon his arm and realized there were no shadows within the folds as well. The color of the garment shone equally all over, neither brightened nor darkened by the light around them. The other thing you must understand, Geffen continued, is that for those who commonly take this path, the wonders of the vestibule are about as interesting as a discarded fingernail clipping.
You mean the gods? Udo murmured.
He began to walk the length of the wall, sliding his palm over it. For all he could tell, it continued on as straight as a carpenter's rule.
The gods, and those who serve them.
Udo walked several more paces, then stopped.
Where in hell's name is the corner?
You have already passed it.
Udo turned and saw that Geffen was no further from him than before.
The fuck?
You have passed the corner of the room. You have already turned.
That's not true. I had my hand on the wall the entire time. It is flat. Always.
Nevertheless, Geffen shrugged. Shall we continue?
Udo removed his hand from the wall, perhaps reluctantly, and said,
Continue where?
In answer, Geffen looked down. A square opened in the floor, large enough for them to jump through together without scraping the sides. He saw a dim chamber below. The darkness of that place seemed to leak into the vestibule. To Udo, it was as if the room was suddenly less perfect, somehow less mysterious.
Are those couches down there? He asked.
Indeed. Watch your step climbing down. I suggest you sit on the edge there and drop in. I think you will be surprised it is not as deep as it appears.
Nothing appears to be what it is here, Udo said.
You are learning, Geffen smiled. He lowered himself easily into the darkened chamber, smoothed his robes, and sat upon one of the couches. Udo watched him as he did so, taking care to remember how he did it, the ways in which he positioned his hands, and how he leaned against the lip of the hole. Then he took one last look around the room.
Vestibule, he whispered.
He knelt to the hole and dropped through. There was a closeness in this new place that the vestibule lacked. The brilliance of that room had hidden away its shape so that it seemed to stretch on forever. Now Udo stood in a small place. He would have called it cozy under different circumstances. When the hatch slid shut, he saw that the ceiling was only a zerl or two away from his crown. He felt the hairs of his head brushing the surface, and he hunched out of reflex. The floor appeared to be covered in thick carpets similar to those he'd seen in the fortress at Colmar, or like those in the Lady Mercer's estate. Like them, but not the same. To Udo, it seemed the carpet in this new chamber was of better make. The piling was leveled to such uniformity that he felt a sympathetic anxiety for the artisan who'd labored over it.
How your fingers must have cramped,
Udo thought, dragging a foot over the surface to hear it suff. He tried to discern the color, but the darkness defied him. The best he could say was that it was reddish, perhaps burgundy. Two couches opposed each other from either side of the room, set into the walls as though absorbed. The walls themselves swept upward and out, as if the entire room bubbled like a hanging blister. He looked at Geffen, who was watching him silently from a couch. In the dimness, his robe appeared to meld with the cushions. His face shone only as a dark blur. Udo sat upon the couch across from his friend. He'd been about to speak, in fact, when the cushion accepted his body and then conformed to it. He froze, wide eyes darting, and Geffen's voice smiled when it asked, "How do you find the appointments?" Udo had only heard him with one ear. He kept pressing his hand into the cushion beside his thigh. He'd shoved down, watching the fabric ooze between his fingers, and then yank the hand away to watch the imprint slowly disappear.
The appointment?
The couch, Geffen said. Do you like it?
I don't know. It's hugging me, Geffen.
They are very soft.
Soft? It almost feels alive. It's not alive, is it?
He struggled up from the couch and whirled to watch his body's impression melt away. No, it is certainly not alive, Udo. Be at ease.
I can be at ease standing. It's fine.
As you wish. Udo looked around.
Well, how long do we wait here?
How long?
Is someone supposed to come get us, or is this just what happens? We travel from chamber to chamber continuously until we get to wherever it is you're taking me.
Oh, of course, Geffen sighed. It sounded like understanding one after hours of careful deliberation. No, this isn't really a chamber, Udo. Best to think of it like a raft.
A raft? Like on a river?
There is no water here, but yes, like on a river. Udo strained to see more of his surroundings, but they remained stubbornly hidden.
Fucking blind in here, he groused.
Wait a while, Geffen said. It is awakening right now. The gyros have to spin up, and that takes time.
Gyros? What's a gyro?
It's like the thing inside your skull that keeps you from toppling over. Ah, here comes the light. Not much longer now. A small green light appeared to Udo's right. It was minuscule, no larger than the tip of a quill's nib.
Leaning closer to it, Udo saw it was also perfectly round. The light it gave was constant, unchanging. It reminded him of the steady glow of fireflies, though it did not wink out. Small as it was yet enough to bathe the place in a soft glow. He looked back to Geffen, whose face was now a green mask hovering over mossy robes.
A raft, you say?
Indeed.
This is like no raft I've ever seen.
He turned back to the light and suddenly recognized a new thing set into the wall beside it, a window. Square, as wide as his shoulders and black as coal. Not even the greenness of the light played upon it. It devoured all.
Udo approached it and placed a fingertip upon its surface. Cold, slick like glass. He leaned closer and moved his head around at various angles, but no matter how he searched, he could not see outside.
Udo? Geffen asked. What are you doing?
Trying to see what's outside this goddamned raft of yours. Is it all darkness out there, or has this window simply been blackened with paint?
A smattering of colors appeared far beyond the glass, swirling like ink drops fallen into a bowl of water. Udo's mouth fell slack. He was transfixed as they spiraled out like rich fabrics buffeted upon playful winds.
Hey now, he said. Hey, hey now. Something's happening.
Yes?
Colors. Out there in the darkness. I've never seen anything like it.
As if the apparition suddenly sensed it was observed, all of the wisps of red and blue and green and orange collapsed together in a tangle. The mass roiled, tumbling over upon itself, settled, and when it whirled a final time, Udo saw it was a face looking back at him.
What?
Then the face was immediately upon him, pressed up against his, separated from him only by a thin pane of glass. Udo screamed and fell backward to the floor, body rigid in shock. He collapsed artlessly upon his back, which drove most of the air from his lungs, and under any other circumstances, he would have sworn it an impossibility to ignore such insult. The instinct to wheeze and cough would be undeniable. But now he did ignore it, or at least considered his winding from a detached point of view, as if it had happened to someone else, and he only observed. All of his attention was reserved for the face in the window, which stared down upon him unkindly. Udo was up on his elbows and heels and jammed up against the far wall without realizing how he'd gotten there. Geffen was saying something to him, perhaps attempting to soothe him with easy words, but Udo couldn't hear this over his own gasping. The face turned toward Geffen. It seemed annoyed.
You see him, right? Udo hissed. Tell me you see him too, Geffen.
Yes, Udo, please. You must take a moment and—
He can't get in here, can he? He doesn't seem friendly.
In here?
Yes, goddamn you, into the raft!
A voice both smooth and sonorous filled the cabin, and despite his panic, Udo thought he saw the green light ebb and pulse with each word. It said,
This man is not granted passage.
What the fuck?
Udo, please.
What the fuck is happening? Why can I hear his voice in here? Who is that man? Geffen, I— Udo!
Geffen's voice rang like a hammer against iron. Despite himself, Udo fell silent. He did not look away from that terrible face, however.
Thank you, Geffen sighed. Now, the man you see cannot hurt you, and even if he could, he would not. Furthermore, that is not a window. He is not outside the raft, Udo. He is the raft.
Not a window?
No. More like a mirror, only instead of reflecting your own image back to you, it reflects the entity who controls this chamber.
Entity?
Udo muttered, getting up from the floor. His breathing was coming back under control. As he returned to his feet, Geffen said,
Yes, like a man, but not a man either. The face divided its attention between the two of them, looking back and forth with a forever suspicious expression. Udo realized he had no hair, not even eyebrows, and the face itself seemed rather angular, as if carved. Finally, it settled upon Geffen, and the voice all around them said,
"How are you called now?"
"Geffen," replied the one-time brawler.
"Geffen,"
the voice repeated. Udo found himself mesmerized by the movement of its lips. He couldn't force himself to think of it as a man, not when it could detach its voice and fill the entire cabin with it. His mind kept insisting that the voice should originate from the glass pane. The face turned back to Udo and said,
"I do not recognize this one. He is not granted passage beyond the world."
"My name is Udo," he said. How shall I call you, sir?"
"Call me?"
"Let his name be Charon for now, Udo," Geffen said.
"Charon?"
"Indeed.
It is an unfamiliar name. I've met women named Charon, but never a man. Charon, eh?"
Now Charon's eyes narrowed. Very carefully he asked,
"From what world do you hail, Udo?"
"This is irrelevant," Geffen interrupted. "I wish you to convey us to the cavern. That is all you require."
"I do not recognize this man. He is not granted passage," Charon said.
Geffen rose abruptly from the couch, causing Udo to flinch away. He ignored this. He strode toward the glass, staring hard into Charon's flat eyes.
"Do you recognize this?" he asked.
He thrust out his right hand, causing the sleeve of his robe to jump halfway up his forearm. For a moment, Udo thought there was only blackness, but immediately after he saw Geffen's hand and the golden diamond embedded within it. Geffen pressed this into the wall just beside the glass. Charon's expression altered immediately. His eyes went wide and seemed less dead.
"It is the will of An that this man be conveyed away from the world," Geffen commanded, "and so you shall convey him."
The glass faded to black instantly. Geffen let his arm hang at his side where the sleeve of his robe fell to hide it from view. He returned to his couch, Udo staring at him all the while, and seemed to make a show of carefully arranging his robes around his legs. Without returning Udo's gaze, he said,
"Sit. This will not take very long."